Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Now, this couple had been together almost 7 years. They had a son together. They recently had found themselves, they got into an argument. That's what couples do. But it ended in the woman's boyfriend just giving her a RIN box, telling her to open it and walking away. However, she was so mad at him, she didn't open the box. Okay? Next day comes around.
Yeah.
He comes back to her with the RIN box, just as he's about to get in the shower. Okay. So she didn't open it. She's like, what are you doing? Oh, no, she did open it.
Still angry.
And she did open it, sorry, and it was empty. She's like, why give me an empty box? Gives it back to him. Gets in the shower. Next, he tries one more time.
Okay.
This time, she's just gotten out of the shower, so she's still wet. She's about to feed her son, who was, like, fussing.
Okay.
He gets down on one knee and then asks again if she would marry him. This time he opens the box and the ring is in there.
So the first time he gave the box, there was nothing in it.
No.
Second time, and so she's annoyed. She's like, stop pretending. There's nothing in the box.
Yeah, just leave me alone.
Okay, roger.
Does it again. This time opens the box. Ring is there. She's like, oh, you're very funny. There's a ring in there this time.
Yeah.
Waits about 15 minutes and finally says yes. But she's like super mad because like, it's not gone. No one's happy in this situation because the proposal is just not gone.
This sounds like the worst proposal ever.
It's not gone.
Where's the romance?
There was no romance.
They're fighting.
Nobody's happy. I'm like, dude, just wait. Just wait till everything's calmed down. Maybe try again.
See, I've had a friend that also just threw the box at his fiance.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. He's like, oh, here. And she's like, oh, thank you. I'm like, what?
What?
What do you mean? Get down on one knee or look into her eyes. I don't know, but just don't throw the box.
Here, have this. Let's go get married. All right.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
So I want to know, when did the proposal not go to plan? Share your stories with us and you could win this in-season family pass.
And I feel like there's going to be a lot of stories because from experience when I had to propose to my lovely wife, it's a stressful occasion. Like, even though you've purchased it and you've had it, say, in your house or wherever, that ring for a long time, the moment it's in your pocket for that day, man, it feels like this huge weight and you're constantly checking that you've got it and you just want to get the thing off you. You just like, I just want to put it on the finger.
Evan
just
was
get it on
so
the finger.
Nervous when he was about to propose.
Was
he couldn't
sweating?
Wait. He couldn't wait. He proposed before he planned to propose because I think like you, like...
Same thing.
He was so nervous. He had the ring in his pocket.
Yeah.
Just went
so funny.
When we're having a lovely walk on the beach. He was going to do it after breakfast, but he ended up doing it on the beach before.
I can't wait. Just
he
take
couldn't
it.
Wait. Get this out of my pocket. Kylie's given us a call. Kylie, what happened with your proposal?
Okay, so my husband was moving to South Africa for 6 months just before we got engaged. And I kind of said to him, hey, before you move, we really need to decide what are we doing with our future, as you do.
Yeah.
And we were at a wedding about two nights before he was due to leave, and I was getting really cranky by this stage, thinking that surely a proposal should have come down the line by now. And in the end, we were at this wedding, and I was getting really cranky, and he was being really weird. And so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go and have fun at this wedding. Went into the dance floor and had a great time, and offered a friend of mine a lift home. Turns out my husband had actually planned to drive us up to Kings Park after the wedding and propose there. And meanwhile, we are basically taxiing all these people home to all these different places instead.
Oh no!
He ended up proposing the next night. But, you know, I kind of derailed all of the plans all the way along.
Your kindness derailed your own proposal. We got there in the end. How long have you been married, Kylie?
12 years now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Beautiful. Or was it your frustration? Because you're like, I just don't want to be in the car with him alone. I'm too angry. He hasn't proposed. Fill this car up. Get the people in.
I thought, we've only got 2 days left, mate. What are you doing? And so I was like, no, I don't want to be around him. Let's drop all these mates home instead.
So good.
He had been so nervous at this wedding. He'd been really weird all night. Like, gosh, he doesn't even want to talk to me. He was just nervous.
Like you said, once you know you're going to do it, the nerves.
It was terrible, honestly. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Kylie.
The same thing when I proposed to my lovely wife.
Yeah.
It didn't go to plan.
Oh, what happened? Why didn't you lead with this?
Well, you know what? Let other people take the limelight. Now, it was up in Kalbarri. And so I had arranged for friends to meet me up there, had their whole car full of everything I needed. and then they were 4 hours late.
What?
Yep. So the whole time I'm trying to stall, and they didn't tell me they're 4 hours late. They said we're an hour late. Then they said, oh no, now it's 2 hours late. So every hour I'm like, oh man, hurry up.
Anyway, how'd you stall?
We went to different beaches, and then I was like, no, this isn't the one. Because then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to change all the plans. Forget all the plans I made. I'm just going to propose on a nice beach. But every beach we went to, it was cold, it was windy, and I was like, I'm not doing it here. So anyway, we ended up doing that, and my now wife was being like, why do you want to keep going to all these different beaches? Let's just sit up and relax. I'm like, no, I don't like this beach. And she's like, you weirdo.
She must have known something was up, right?
She had no idea.
Oh, really?
No idea.
And like, when your partner, who you think you're pretty sure you're going to marry, starts acting really weird.
That's when you know.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Worst thing was, okay, a lot of things went wrong, including thunder and rain, but I had these helium balloons all set up that spout out love. Real romantic.
Real romantic.
Real expensive too. Not right. And my friend that was blowing them up, he popped the L and the O.
Oh, no.
So all I had were the other letters, which is terrible.
Did you put the letters up by themselves or did you scrap them in the end?
We put them all up.
just
a couple of them weren't inflated.
Kelly's giving us a call. Kelly, what happened?
Okay, so I basically told my then boyfriend that I really wanted just flowers for Valentine's Day, and he just kept brushing it off about these flowers, and I was like, why will you not just get me flowers for Valentine's Day? It was our first one, and so that was the day before. So then the day of Valentine's Day, I didn't even get a text from him, and I was like, this is really poor form. And so I decided that I would have a big sulk and I would go and buy myself mac and cheese for lunch. And when I was out getting mac and cheese, my husband, my boyfriend at the time, came to my workplace and basically bought me a red rose and I missed it.
Oh no.
Yep. But then he came, I missed him, and then he took me to the beach later that night and proposed there. But he was like, you missed the whole setup. And I was like, yeah, because I was salty.
Oh, that is brilliant,
Kelly. Such
a
good story. Thank you so much for giving us a call, Kelly.
Teresa's giving us a call. Teresa, what happened to your proposal?
Hello, good afternoon, guys. My husband and I went to the Gold Coast to visit all the theme parks, and six weeks prior to that, I had planned the whole proposal, and I'd bought, I'd say, like a big, large backpack of every circular shaped food you could ever think of. So I took this backpack on the flight and wouldn't let anyone anywhere near it. And I got to the hotel, we went to bed. The next morning when we went out, I had the hotel staff set up Will You Marry Me in the shape of shells on the bed.
Aww.
With a great big love heart around it.
Wow.
And then we went out to lunch and then we went out in the afternoon. When we came home, it went to plan as far as him saying yes, but then he turned around and got the vacuum out and cleaned up all the rose petals off the floor, put all the shells into a basket, cleaned off all the food off the dining table, and we went to bed. The end.
So, all that effort.
This whole romantic thing, and he was just a clean freak. And 6 years later, he still is.
And that's why you married him. That's awesome. So you proposed.
Oh, definitely. That sold it, yeah.
Teresa, how come, I love it. What was the decision behind going against tradition and you proposing to your husband?
I'm just a little quirky like that, I guess.
I love it. That's brilliant.
And he's a clean freak.
Yeah. He's learned so much about you today, Teresa.
Which works because I'm not.
Opposites attract. It seems to be the thing.
Thank you so much for all your calls. We've enjoyed hearing about your proposals.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.